USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump went to Alabama on Friday, where a deadly tornado killed 23 people. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
The survivor describes his ordeal.
Noticed that my dad's house wasn't there no more, and looked back, my place wasn't there no more. It's in their blue couch, and figured that he might have just been sitting there watching TV or something. I just started digging and looking for them.
Eventually, he heard them knocking and got help to help rescue them from under the debris. They had taken cover in a bathtub.
The president and his wife, Melania, went to see the damage on Friday. The tornado killed 23 people last weekend and devastated a region of eastern Alabama and nearby parts of Georgia.
So it is. It's hard to believe, actually. And I guess the fact that we went very early helped a lot of people, but we saw things that you wouldn't believe.
His tour of the region began with an aerial survey by helicopter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Spring is on the way in less than 2 weeks, but even this late, the flu is still a big issue. KPIX-TV's Maria Medina has this report.
In California, 307 have died from the flu from September 30th to March 2nd. Two of those deaths in Santa Clara County, both adults under 65. The flu is hitting Roseville near Sacramento so hard, one hospital even set up a tent outside to accommodate the surge in patients.
A dispute between Southwest Airlines and its mechanics union has escalated to a new level. The FAA has warned them it could hurt Southwest Air's safety program. KCBS-TV's Sarah Donchi from Los Angeles.
In a letter, they're telling the two sides they need to get along or they could be endangering passengers. Their letter reads, in part, a breakdown in the relationship between the airline and the mechanics union raises concerns about the ongoing effectiveness of the airline safety management system.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
USA's Chris Barnes gives details on a surprising February jobs report.
The government's report indicating that the labor market has ground to a near halt, adding just 20,000 jobs last month, when economists were expecting to see 175,000 to 180,000 new jobs. And it was the worst month for job creation since September 2017. But many economists are saying we shouldn't hit the panic button. One, Gary Berger, is quoted by MarketWatch as saying that the low creation last month may have been because of the extraordinary rapid growth in January. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate ticked down 0.1% to 3.8%, and average hourly earnings increased by 3.4% on a year-to-year basis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Paul Manafort has been sentenced to just under 4 years in prison. John Clemens has more.
The 47-month prison sentence was given to the 69-year-old Manafort for his massive scheme involving his work as a political consultant for Ukraine's pro-Russian government. He was convicted in August on 8 felony counts, including filing false tax returns, bank fraud, and with failing to register foreign bank accounts where he stashed millions. He faces sentencing on Wednesday in another case involving conspiracy and with obstruction of justice by tampering with a witness. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.